Hi everyone, Sane-Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Fat Cat, and no, I'm not going to read her comments this time, because they go on for very long, and don't make very much sense. So I'll just summarize what she says. She said that in the second to last video request, I said that she had daddy issues, and that I was interested in knowing more about her relationship with her father. She told me that she doesn't have any daddy issues though, but did in fact admit that she didn't spend as much time with him as she liked while growing up. But that out of all of her half a dozen siblings, she received the most attention from him from any of them. They also gave her a hard time because he was giving her most of the attention they probably thought that they deserved. One of her brothers even tried intimidating her partner within 5 minutes of meeting him. I'm sure that's probably just big brothers being overprotective of little sisters. But Fat Cat doesn't blame her brother or other siblings for making life hard on her, because she's daddy's favorite. Fat Cat, first you tell me that you don't have any daddy issues, after I point them out. And then you say that he didn't actually give you as much attention as you wanted growing up. That sounds like I was right, and you do have daddy issues after all. Besides, what woman gets enough attention from her father anyway? Women don't get enough attention from their kids or partners, let alone their fathers. Which in a sense means that most, if not all of them, have varying degrees of daddy issues. Knowing you, you probably held over the heads of your other siblings that you were daddy's favorite, and they gave you a hard time because of it. So when you did that, you tried to make yourself look like the victim of their wrath. I suspect you made them aware of this and rubbed it in their face on numerous occasions. You were seriously injured as a child, and so your father had a medical file on you in his home office to keep track of what was going on in your health and treatment. He spent years building up files full of medical information for you, and again, in your own words, I did not spend as much time with him as I would have liked, so I guess I was right to some extent. But you did say that he was willing to pony up for phone calls from another continent to speak to you all the time. You said that he never canceled business trips before, but did so to spend time in the hospital with you after your injury. You even say that him feeling that was necessary makes you feel bad. I must have really struck a nerve for you to write so much about how your father gave you attention and that you don't have any daddy issues. It's almost as if you're doing damage control or something to your own reputation. You also mentioned that your father works crazier hours than me. You've also mentioned many times that he runs a mini family financial empire. Even during your family holidays, he was working. You also said that because of his behavior, it badly impacts your relationships with your partner and your friends. That you don't want them to take care of you like your father did while you were injured. But that's typical female behavior, trying to avoid owing other people favors. Women hate being in the social debt of others, regardless of if they're males or females. Men, on the other hand, don't want to basically accept help from others because we don't want to appear weak or sick, because then society will look down on us. That's one of the reasons that men don't go to doctors. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Fat Cat is trying to justify having daddy issues, even though she said she never had them, Clown World Show. Fat Cat, you mentioned that you prefer getting hugs instead of gifts from the typical manly male provider, protector. Again, this is typical female behavior, as you don't want to be in debt to anyone. But I always find it funny how women have no problem taking as much attention and affection as they can for a man, while at the same time taking physical objects as gifts, or you, the man, paying for something will upset them. This is probably one of the main reasons that women want to have control over their own money, instead of the old arrangement where the man would pay for everything. Imagine generations of women feeling horrible because men were covering everything and the women felt like this was being held over their heads. No wonder women chose to rationally go to work as corporate slaves instead of staying at home and not working and taking care of their families in domestic unbliss. Because imagine everything you have in your life was a gift from a man and you as a woman hated being in the debt of other people. It would feel wrong to be dependent on a man. Yet at the same time, you'd have no problem taking as much time as possible from that man, and women don't consider that as something they owe him back. This idea of social currency only seems to count for goods and services, but not a man's time. Getting a hug from a man that cares for you as a woman shows you that you have your emotional meat hooks in him, and he's under your cooch control. Fat Cat, since your health isn't optimal and your partner has to help out with your son, you probably resent him to some extent because of it. That he's providing a service that you should be doing instead, so that he's the one in your debt and not the other way around. You women are funny with the way you measure your social currency and keep tabs on who owes who what. You even refused your husband's help. I've known some women that would pretend to accept a man's help, but he wouldn't do the job according to their specifications. Then she would pretty much use that as an argument to stir up drama, scolding him for never doing anything right. Fat Cat finishes her comments by saying that in short she has some daddy issues, but they just aren't the typical ones that I'm used to. So Fat Cat's father cared about her because he had an open file about her in his office, and took time off of running his empire to see her in the hospital when he wouldn't see any of his other children. But does that matter? Because in the end, even with that special and preferential treatment, she never got enough attention from him anyway. It's almost like she's saying that she had daddy issues without actually having them. I don't really know what else I can say, so I want to take the next part of the video to cover this idea that women like Fat Cat say they wish their fathers would have spent more time with them while they were younger. But men tend to be human doings that try to earn as much money as possible for their families, and therefore they don't have as much time. In a relationship, a woman wants your time, and if you work too much, then she might look towards another man to give her hugs and more. But if you don't work and have high status, then she'll also look towards other men that are more respected socially to get attention and validation from. It's a fine line that a man has to walk in life to get female validation and keep a woman. A man is handicapped too much either way. Either if he works too much and spends too little time with her, or he doesn't earn the respect enough of other men. Add to the fact that women will never be satisfied with anything for very long, that means they most likely will have daddy issues, even with a father that's as close to perfect as possible. Again, that's all I got to say on this. The last thing I want to bring up is something one of my coaching clients brought up recently about a company in Panama. They take stem cells from placentas and use them for stem cell therapy to aid your immune system, so your body can handle inflammation better. As we get older, our ability to deal with inflammation from things like stress, bad diet, lack of sleep, and other things diminishes, and our body becomes overwhelmed with an inflammatory response. But in Panama, for around $20,000, you get a massive dose of stem cells that allows your body to heal from various conditions. I'm going to look into it in the next 2 or 3 years, and I was wondering if anyone tried it or knows someone that's had any decent results with it. I've already taken my stress level as low as I can, but during the winter months, the cold is inflammatory. I think I'm also starting to get arthritis in my joints as they started getting painful with the cold this year, for the first time ever. An elbow here, a knee there, a couple of fingers for now. But I'm not even going outside more than once a week, and it's manageable. But it's really affecting my quality of life. I'm fighting a battle that I'm losing in slow motion, and all I can do is hope to stay one step ahead of it. This winter, even my microscopic ulcerative colitis, another autoimmune condition, is flaring up. And no matter what I do to manage stress, diet, and sleep, it never seems to be enough. I don't want to complain, and I'm just looking for any ideas people might actually have to help me try something. It just pisses me off how little doctors can help with this besides giving us some anti-inflammatory medication, which does actually help take the edge off, but doesn't help me enough. Those of you that have been following me for years now know that it's been a number of years since I've complained about my health, because I've been managing it well. I just wish this godforsaken cold weather would just go away. But there's another 2 more months of it. The things I can do in the summer that aren't very stressful on my body then are highly stressful in the winter. Every spring and summer, my conditions improve slowly and then worsen in the winter. I know that if I lived in a warm place for 2 or 3 years, I would probably heal because of the low inflammation. But enough of my babbling. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Fat Cat keeps sending in topics like they're going out of style. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with a Sandman for $45 US, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that claim they don't have any daddy issues, but then later admit that they actually have them away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.